hello and welcome to this edition of Blind Vine. I'm your host, Chris Gray, and here is the show for January 9th, 2008. Welcome. I'm glad you could be here. I'm actually out of the country when this show is being broadcast. We have for you a repeat of my conversation with Marlon Dubetz from December 12th about his decision of what company to use for network marketing work. It's a great program. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And in a moment, you'll hear the rebroadcast with myself and Marlon Dubetz on Blind Vine. Thank you all for joining us today. Several weeks ago, before I went on vacation and then had to go to the World Blind Union meetings in New York, I had Marlon Dubetz, who's on the phone now, and he and I had a general discussion about concepts related to network marketing. We tried to lay the groundwork and give you an idea of things to look for in a company, what selection criteria you might use in making a decision of getting into this great business. And Marlon promised to come back and talk with us about the choice he has made for his network marketing work and give us an idea of what the company is, why he chose it, and we can use his choice to make more real the concepts that we talked about in the last program. Marlon, how are things up in Alaska? Are you keeping warm?
Chris, I am. It's amazing. Most people think Alaska, we'd have about 2 feet of snow, and we did not get our first major snowfall until yesterday.
Are you kidding?
No. So we only have about 4 to 5 inches on the ground, and all the snow machiners were wondering, are we ever going to get snow this year, you know, but we finally got it.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, when I was up for the AIB meeting, I guess it was the first weekend in October, there was just a dusting of snow, but nothing very serious. And everybody was thinking, oh, it could be a tough, tough winter.
Yeah, it really has been. Maybe there's something to this global warming. I don't know.
Could be. Well, how about those hurricanes in the Northwest?
Isn't that something?
Unbelievable. I have a lot of family up there. Luckily, nobody was injured or had their homes hurt or anything, but it makes you wonder because I've never heard of such a thing in the Northwest before.
Yeah, but some pretty serious flooding.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I purposely did not tell our audience anything about your company. I didn't even tell them the company's name because I'm hoping maybe that will get people's curiosity up, although I wouldn't want people to think I was hiding the company name or anything like that. That certainly wasn't the point, but a colleague of mine who does a radio show here on ACB Radio named Marlena is famous for putting out the hook but not really giving the information about one thing and another. So you see, I'm trying to emulate others.
I understand
ACB
that.
Radio. Anyway, tell us, what company did you choose, and how did this come to be the company you decided to put your fortunes with for a little bit?
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I because of what you learned from your colleagues, with your permission, I'd like to hold off on the name of the company for a little bit.
Okay.
And I'd just like to basically, for all the listeners, you know, the timing for this call, Chris, is like amazing to me because I was looking at some statistics, you know, at this time of year, and some of the statistics are that most Americans gain from 10 to 15 pounds during the holiday season. Statistics show that 80%, and it varies from 75 to 80% of the people across the United States are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
31% of those 80% are obese. And then let's talk about New Year's resolutions. For the listeners, I'd like to ask, okay, for you people listening, how how many of you have the New Year's resolution? Number one is to lose weight. Number two, you might have the New Year's resolution is to exercise more. When you think about it, those are the two most popular New Year's resolutions. And, Chris, in making my decision about a company, these were some of the questions that I asked myself. I had, retired Army officer and had put on some weight and had a very difficult time getting back to what I call my fighting weight.
Right.
My wife, in turn, she had 10 pounds that she had been struggling with, and she has exercised for, you know, about 5 days a week, and exercise was not getting this weight off.
Really? Okay.
So you can imagine, I think you'll agree, obesity in the United States is a major problem.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't help but know that. You read the statistics, the newspaper articles, and so forth. It's definitely with us. If you look at the rise of diabetes, for example, it really is a problem.
Yeah, in fact, some other statistics I had that about 80% of Americans are overweight. 2 million more Americans become obese every year.
Wow.
There are 18 million obese children in the United States. Obesity is linked to over 60 illnesses, like you've alluded to, heart disease, hypertension, cancer, and there were 1.5 million heart attacks in America in 2000. 200,000 victims never reached the hospital.
Jeez.
And so, you know, when I looked, a person once told me, if you want to be successful in a business, you take a small piece of a growing market.
Mm-hmm.
And I was intrigued when I looked at the market in the United States, what people are the most concerned with. When you look at all the ads on television about diets and all the weight loss gimmicks, etc., obesity.
Late night
is,
TV, boy, I'll tell you, you can see it then.
So like probably a lot of listeners, I wanna live to be a happy age and enjoy my grandkids once my kids get married, you know. I wanna enjoy life. And being overweight, I can remember a time, Chris, where I had an extra 15 to 20 pounds, and when I walked up the steps, I started to lose my breath a little bit. And you probably know people that are suffering from those kind of things.
Oh, you better believe it. Absolutely. Well, let's face it. I mean, there's a, I would say, within the blind community, weight is a serious problem because people don't have the opportunity to do as many things athletically, you know, and some people don't want to do as many things athletically, but it's pretty well known that weight is something that we fight a lot against in the blind community. So no doubt about it.
So what happened is a year ago, in the October-November time frame, I got a call from a previous colleague of mine who had always had challenges with her weight. She called me to have me take a close look at a company, and she told me that in the previous year she had lost 112 pounds.
Okay.
And had kept it off for the last 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that intrigued me.
Yes.
She had taken her success, her walking testimony, and applied it to a business, a home-based business that we talked about two weeks ago, the advantages. And believe it or not, her monthly income is more than her husband, who worked in a local mill. She makes more in 1 month than he does an entire year.
Oh man! Okay.
Well, this got my attention.
Yeah, I imagine it would.
Now, the first thing that probably all the listeners are thinking, just like me, was she was on a diet. That's what you think, right?
Sure.
She released 112 pounds. Well, she told me about a new technology called nutritional cleansing. And it pertains to the fact that you cleanse your body at the cellular level and allow your body, the liver and the kidneys, to do the cleansing while you nourish the body. And henceforth, a side effect of nutritional cleansing is weight loss. Now, I was intrigued by this technology, but what intrigued me more was the person who formulated the product, the system that she told me about, is a guy by the name of John Anderson. John Anderson has formulated over 2,300 different products for 600 different companies in over 27 countries. He has made his fortune in nutritional supplements. He has formulated products under a private label for such companies as MetRex and GNC. And I had heard the John Anderson name, and knowing that he had come up with a formulation, I was really intrigued to really look at it closer. And, you know, Chris, I didn't know, I knew about colon cleansing.
Sure.
But cleansing at the cellular level was really intriguing to me. So what we decided to do is my wife and I decided to actually, in November a year ago, we decided to try the product, the system, and actually the stubborn weight that we were unsuccessful in losing, seeing for us if we could really disprove it. Because when we were asked by our friend to look closely at the company, we wanted to really try the products, and if they didn't, we didn't think they were going to work, to be honest with you, because we knew that exercise was going to help you lose weight. And, you know, we had tried various diet techniques and couldn't get rid of the weight, so we didn't think this was going to work. So we tested the product. It's a cleansing system, and we gave the product to two, my wife and myself tried it, and two other people to basically disprove it, this concept of nutritional cleansing. The end result was that the person in Pennsylvania on her first program lost 12 pounds and 15 inches. A doctor I put on the program lost 13 pounds in his first program and lost a total of 13 inches. My wife, the stubborn weight loss, lost 8 pounds in her first program, and a typical program's about 9 days, lost 8 pounds, went on the maintenance program to maintain it, lost additional 2 more, and with the nutrition that she had gotten, my wife, at the age of 44, entered her first sprint triathlon and finished in the top 25%.
Incredible. Incredible.
Now, I'm the skeptical one, right? I was the last one to try this nutritional cleansing.
Right.
And I lost 13 pounds in my first program, and I was just amazed at the energy. I was amazed at my mental alertness. And in the past year, my wife and I have been able to maintain our weight within plus or minus 2 to 3 pounds.
Right, right.
Now, what intrigued me, and I think will intrigue the listeners, Chris, is the fact that nutritional cleansing is a concept to, if they can really understand this, they need to understand how many chemicals and toxins are in, you know, our environment. According to National Geographic, studies have discovered various chemicals from our foods and environment that indicates man contributes 700,000 tons of pollutants into the air every day, ranging from everyday household cleaners to cosmetics, hair dyes, etc. Well, if you can imagine, the purpose of nutritional cleansing is, as we have these toxins, such as chemical additives in prepackaged food, insecticide residue, prescription drugs, alcohol, cigarette smoke, formaldehyde from new carpets, hair dyes, cosmetics, deodorants, all these have toxins. We breathe them, we touch them on a daily basis. The body's natural tendency is to take, when we ingest the toxin, the body's natural tendency is to encompass the toxin at the cellular level with fat. Now, this is very important for the listeners to understand on why I chose this company.
Right.
Because this technology is what was the turning point for me. Because once I understood that I had been ingesting all these pollutants and toxins on a daily basis, the reason I could not get rid of this excess fat is because I hadn't cleansed. And a typical diet will help you lose, you know, you lower your caloric intake, your body is hungry all the time, you're not getting rid of the toxins and impurities. So when you lose 10 to 20 pounds on a typical diet, and you start to watch what you eat, and you eat a bagel or a good salad, and you start to gain weight, the people are saying, why am I gaining weight? I'm not eating that much. It's because you have toxins and impurities in your body, and you haven't cleansed. And once I understood the power of that,
right,
I went down to the company headquarters. I viewed the a manufacturing facility. I met with the two owners, and I said, okay, I am about ready to leave my previous company and join your company. And I basically asked the tough question. Why did you guys start the company? How long? What's your plan for international expansion? What kind of growth have you had? And after reviewing the, reviewing the company, talking to the owners, experiencing the nutritional cleanse on my own, experiencing the results, I really believed I had found a home. My wife and I had found a home. And I'm proud to say that the company I chose, because of the reasons I told you, is a company called Isagenix. Isagenix, spelled I-S-A-G-E-N-I-X, is the world's leader in nutritional cleansing. And out of 32 million companies that Inc. looked at, Isagenix is in the top 1,500 of the fastest growing companies. And their success is extraordinary. And me, for instance, Chris, to tell you how effective it is,
right,
in the year that I've been involved. Now, my wife and I, remember, she was in the medical profession.
Right, right.
Doing x-rays and mammograms. I was in marketing for years with another company. In the past year, my wife and I have now 2,400 people taking these products with extraordinary results.
Wow.
And that was...
That's a lot of people.
Can you imagine? I mean, in 1 year, you know, we were talking about a home-based business. And you say, okay, how can you, with just your wife and you starting a business, now
right,
have 2,400 people utilizing the product? A lot of them are building the business to diversify their income, get another income stream. The reason is, Chris, that when a person walks into a room and they have lost 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds, people
right,
are going to notice.
Sure.
And they ask, what are you doing? And the typical response is, I'm doing a nutritional cleanse. And I've lost this much weight. And nutritional cleansing is a concept that it's a new technology. And people are trying diets, and they've continually gone up and down. And I believe, wholeheartedly, nutritional cleansing is the wave of the future. If people are having challenges with obesity, or they want to get the best nutrition and get their body in balance,
right,
I believe they ought to take a very, very close look
at Isagenix. So you're saying two things. One thing I think is very important, and I want to go back and repeat it, and that is that you feel that, that you and your wife, when you walk into a room, you're literally a walking advertisement for your business.
Absolutely.
You don't do anything. You just walk in the room, and people are going to notice. So that's powerful. That's powerful.
Well, and let me further that, Chris. When people say to me, Marlon, how you doing? I used to say I'm doing fine, right?
Right.
When people say, Marlon, how are you today? I am doing great. I've just lost 13 pounds on a nutritional cleanse, and I feel awesome.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about cleansing. Cleansing is something which one hears more about today. It's considered by some people to be a bit controversial, I suppose, but let's face it, there are a lot of cleansing products and programs. We see it on TV. It's not just a fly-by-night idea any longer, is it?
No. Well, and remember, when you think of cleansing, the typical American thinks of colon cleansing.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, that they think they're going to be sitting on the toilet for hours at a time.
Yeah. Well, I've had some friends who in the 80s and 90s in particular were very into these colonic programs, and I'm not saying they were bad. I don't know. I never did it.
Right.
But it struck me as being pretty extreme.
And colon cleansing, I mean, they have a place.
Mm-hmm.
But we are talking about isogenics technology deals with nutritional cleansing at the cellular level, a
right.
total
right.
body cleanse, where there are 272 different nutrients in our product. It nourishes the body
mm-hmm.
and allows the liver and the kidneys to get rid of the impurities in the body.
Right, right. Now, let's talk about the program a little bit. And I think I'd like to say to our listeners, Marlon, that I have done two of the cleansing programs myself.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I would have you on and talk about it, because I know enough about it, having tried it, that I'm comfortable to discuss it and expose it on this program as a real viable alternative. One of the things that amazed me the most, and I hesitated, as you may remember, to
yes.
do my first cleanse. I mean, I thought, oh my goodness, what am I getting myself into? And, you know, it wasn't that bad. You have to kind of get your life in order. You have to plan your meals a little differently. And you do have meals during the course of these fast and cleanse routines. But what I'm getting to and what I want to say to listeners is, talking first about the program more than the income opportunity, what I couldn't believe was I never felt hungry during either of my cleanse and fast routines. And I was certain I would feel hungry, because usually if you try and lose some weight, you feel hungry. That's just part of the
Exactly.
part of the program. It never happened. I felt good the whole time. My energy level was good. Maybe I didn't stay up quite as late at night as I might other times, but you know, all in all, it was not a devastating or severe or horribly difficult routine. And I think most people think that it would be. So I want to highlight to listeners that it's not.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because with 2,400 people, you can imagine we have some great testimonies, right?
Sure.
But one testimony would be that during a let's say a 9-day cleanse program, there are days that you are getting good nutrition, basically in a liquid form, to nourish the body, which allows the liver and kidneys a rest from digesting food. You know,
right.
whole foods.
Right.
So you can imagine, as you gave a great testimony, that during, like, one of the days, let's say you chose to actually do the cleanse day one day a week, which is one of the options, where you are getting good liquid nutrition with some healthy snacks and you're not eating a meal to give the body a rest to actually cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gentleman that was in a major archery tournament. He's a nationally ranked archer here in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the last 2 days of his program. He had lost up to that point about 11 pounds. Now remember, mm-hmm. he is competing. So you know, in a nationally ranked tournament, you have to be mentally alert. You have to have energy. You know the whole deal, right?
Sure.
I mean, this was
sure.
a big deal.
Yes.
That he cleansed the last 2 days. Now remember, did not have a meal. He had some snacks and was doing the nourishment of the Cleanse for Life drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the next to the last day of the tournament, he was third in the competition. On the last day of the tournament, I called him. And I said, well, how are you doing today? He said, well, you know, I haven't been hungry, just like you stated, really alert. And I said, well, how are you doing in the tournament? He said, well, you won't believe it, I won.
No kidding.
Now,
wow.
Chris, you know, on a typical diet
mm-hmm.
where you are lowering your caloric intake, you're
right.
not getting nourishment, you're
yes.
not going to win an archery tournament.
It would be awfully hard.
Yes,
I can't really imagine doing that, no.
So we have a bunch of these stories, and I'm so glad you
yeah.
brought it up, because this is a nourishing cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
It puts the body in balance. It nourishes the body with 272 different nutrients to feed the body and allows the body to be the miracle that it is to get rid of that nasty fat and mm-hmm. those impurities and toxins.
I was impressed, too, that the formulation apparently can work for even people that, have, I believe it's wheat allergies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. You know, my wife is intolerant to wheat, guargum, glutens, you know.
Right.
And my wife's system just does not handle that well.
Mm-hmm.
When she did research on most of the nutritional companies out there, because she believes in supplementation, she had a very difficult time finding a company that had ingredients that did not have wheat or gluten in them.
Right, right.
When she looked at Isagenix and she looked at the ingredients, this is even before she started. I remember it like it was yesterday. She looked at the ingredients. She said, "Marlon, you're not going to believe this, but these products say right on the label, wheat-free and gluten-free." And that was the turning point for us to not only try the product, but really look closely at the company.
Right. It indicates that some real thought and work went into this formulation. And I'll tell you what, the fact that I wasn't hungry and felt great made me realize that even more thought had probably gone into it than I recognized before, because that was amazing to me. And I think it highlights a point that we talked about in your last appearance here. Everybody ought to work in a company with products they believe in. You got to believe in the product that you're telling other people about. If you don't, you're not going to be successful. So that's a key thing, and it's important to know about the product and to have to have experienced it, I think, before you get into a real relationship with a network marketing company.
Well, you know, Chris, when you say that, you know me for many, many years. You know, this was a big move for me
to
leave a company I've been with for 10 years to join Isagenix. So I did what most people would not do. I mean, I got an airplane and flew to the company headquarters. And I talked to the owners, Jim and Kathy Coover, and talked to them. And why did these two people come out of retirement? They were both very, very successful. Why did they come out of retirement to join John Anderson and start this company? And when, you know, I was touched when they told me, for example, 18 million children are obese in the United States, you know, they're doing this not because they needed to make more money. They're doing this because of a cause, to make a contribution.
Right,
and they know obesity is rampant. People... You know, and they know the power, Chris. You're well aware of this. If you help a person look good and feel good about themselves and improve their health, you are making a major contribution.
Right, right. Now, there are two different kinds of programs, aren't there? There's a fast and cleanse program, which I look at it as, let's get out of the gate and get this process started.
Right.
And you do that. And there's a couple different ways, and maybe we shouldn't focus a lot on that. Maybe you can do a 9-day or an 11-day, a couple different ways of doing it. And then there's more of a long-term maintenance,
the 30-day program.
And some people choose to do the maintenance right from the get-go.
They do.
Maybe they don't want the really, really intensive fast and cleanse. Maybe it's not good for them with their current health situation, whatever. But what I'm trying to get at here is that Isagenix is a company that offers several alternative programs. It isn't just, you know, one size fits all.
No, and that's a great point, because, you know, they have the 9-day program, which actually is 11 days when you talk about pre-cleanse days.
Right.
Then you have a 30-day program for people that, you know, they want to get rid of the toxins, and they're basically want to extend it over a 30-day period. And then in most instances where people do this, because remember, it's not a diet. It's a cleanse with a side effect of weight loss. But because it is so effective in the weight loss area, so many people who are frustrated with the diets, who are looking at 2008 and are sick and tired of being sick and tired, they love the idea of a new technology, a cleanse. No one can dispute the amount of toxins that we're getting in our body. So they know that with this program having 272 different nutrients to fuel and feed the body and put it in balance, people that are even skinny, they know they have toxins in their body, and
sure,
maybe the toxins in a skinny person is really in the organs themselves, you know. People see the benefit of getting the best nutrition that, mm-hmm, that money can buy, and that's why they look real, real close at Isagenics.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's a quick overview, and it really is a quick overview. A lot more could be said about the products, and we can, you know, I know, Marlon, before you go, you'll let people know how to find out more if they want to about the products. Let's talk now about the income opportunity.
Yes.
You talked about being a walking advertisement, and I think that's a big factor right there. Tell me other ways that you discuss the Isagenics program with people. You know, so many people are afraid of, oh, I can't sell. I don't know how to sell anything. I'm terrible at sales and so on. Is this a selling job or is this an information job? What do you do when you walk out and talk to someone about the product?
Well, I think I'll tell you right now, it is not about selling.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, let me ask you this. If you had lost, 15 pounds,
right,
somebody noticed, and
right,
they asked you what you were doing, would you tell them?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you selling?
I don't think so.
You're not. You are asked, you were asked, Chris, man, you're looking great. It looks like you lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did. I'm doing a nutritional cleanse with Isagenics and I lost 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. The key to the massive growth of this company is not selling. The
mm-hmm.
key is walking testimonies.
Right, right.
Okay, now, having said that, there are people, I have some business partners that, as an example, I have a gentleman who's a retired school teacher, and he, his retirement is not giving enough income to the family to live in a manner they're accustomed. So
mm-hmm.
on the side, he has to do some substitute teaching.
Sure.
And unfortunately, last winter they sent him to Bush, Alaska in the winter to make some extra money, and he swore he would never do that again.
Okay.
Okay. So he had a big reason to build a home-based business, right?
Got it, got it.
This particular gentleman lost 26 pounds. And
mm-hmm.
Now he really wants to build a business. He sees the potential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example of what he did. He has fun with it. And, for example, he went to the Sportsman Show here in Anchorage, and they have candy dishes, at a Sportsman Show where you can get free candy when you go up to a booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been there. And so he goes up to the booth, and he'll say, the person behind the counter, the vendor, will say, do you mind if I have some candy? Oh, no, not at all. And he reaches into the glass. Now, he's doing this on purpose. And
yeah.
He says, you know what? I've changed my mind. I've just lost 26 pounds on a nutritional cleanse, and I don't want to blow it. He handed out 26 business cards in an hour.
My gosh. That's fun. That is fun.
He goes into a restaurant, Chris,
mm-hmm.
and, he comes. A waitress comes up to the counter. A waitress needed to, was a little overweight.
Right.
And the waitress says, sir, have you decided? And he says, no, I need your help. He says, I've just lost 26 pounds on a nutritional cleanse. Can you tell me the healthiest thing you have in the menu?
Mm-hmm.
She makes a suggestion. Goes back, comes back, and she says, okay, I'm curious. What are you doing? Handing out a business card.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Now, he's having a good time with it.
Yes.
He's just throwing out little things, and
mm-hmm.
people,
mm-hmm.
with 80% of the people overweight, do you think they're going to ask him what he's doing?
I would think so. Yeah, I feel pretty certain that they would. Absolutely.
So that's why we have a lot of fun with it.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The walking testimonies, the people that are really, just have significant changes that, people that are getting more mental alert,
mm-hmm.
it's helping them with stress, it's, we cannot make any medical claims, but
sure.
you can imagine if you put your body in balance and your body is getting the nourishment that it hasn't had for years.
Right.
Do you think maybe you might make a significant impact in your overall health?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not selling, Chris. It's about, I tell everybody that they get on the product, and they are a walking testimony, because you can imagine, you've known me a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If the product did not work for my wife and I,
right,
we would not have gotten involved.
Right.
And on an income side, we can't make income claims, but I'm proud to report that in our fifth month, my wife had worked in the medical profession doing x-rays and mammograms and CTs for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
In our fifth month in the business, we'd replaced her income.
Wow. That's wonderful.
So now
really
her
wonderful.
And I work together,
mm-hmm,
out of
mm-hmm.
the home,
right,
basically helping people building their business. And,
mm-hmm,
and that's the support. You know, that's why, you know, Robert Kiyosaki and, you know, Donald Trump have basically stated that, you know, network marketing, multi-level marketing, if you want a good education, you know, you get involved with a solid network marketing company, because you have people that are going to support you and train you and help you. And in Isagenix,
mm-hmm,
you've known me a long time, Chris, we're here to support people to, you know, if you had a person that you had lost 15 pounds and, you know, they said, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing a nutritional cleanse. Well, tell me about it. And you say, well, you know, I don't know that much about it, but let me let you talk to Marlon and Mary Dubetz, and they'll fill you in on the details.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So there's a lot of great support.
Well, and that's important. There's got to be support. And I think that one of the things that makes network marketing really viable is when you have a strong support network. And I know that you can provide that. I have no doubt about that.
Well, I'll tell you one other point I wanted to make, Chris.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When I looked at the company, you know, if you have a really solid company, some people of notoriety will probably join you.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the listeners probably know the guy that wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Dr. John Gray.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jack Canfield, wrote the Chicken Soup.
Chicken Soup group. For the Soul or something like that.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I want to read you something. Jack Canfield recently wrote a book called Chicken Soup for the Healthy Soul.
Right.
It is totally, the book is totally about stories of weight loss, renewed health, and abundance of people using Isagenix products. And in his introduction, this is what Jack Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup series, said. In October of 2002, John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, told me he had discovered Isagenix, an innovative company that had recently introduced its revolutionary nutritional cleanse system to the world. He said Isagenix nutritional cleansing have helped him and his clients better manage their weight, their moods, and their overall health. Needing to lose weight myself, I decided to check it out. So here, Jack Canfield, noted author, he stated in the introduction he'd been struggling for seven years to lose 30 pounds, and
mm-hmm,
no matter
mm-hmm.
what he did, Jenny Craig, Slim Fast, Body for Life, Zone Diet, Atkins, etc., he could not lose it.
Right.
When my Isagenix products arrived, he started on them immediately. He lost 12 pounds in a short period of time and continued on until he lost 33 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
His waist went from 43 inches to 37 inches. Now, this is Jack Canfield, co-creator, Chicken Soup for the Soul series.
Mm-hmm.
He was so impressed with Isagenix, he wrote a book with Isagenix stories in it.
Hmm.
And I don't know, I'm sure many of the listeners are familiar with John Gray and Jack Canfield.
Oh, I'm sure.
My question is...
not by name, by their books.
By their books. And, and you know, my question is, if those two world-renowned authors
mm-hmm.
looked at Isagenix, tried the product, you know, a lot of listeners may say, well, hey, if it's good enough for Canfield and John Gray, it might be good enough for me.
Exactly, know? Exactly. No, it's a very good point. It's a good point. I wonder if you could, in a nutshell, give our listeners an idea. Let's say that a person makes a decision. Maybe they try the product or just decide to get into the network marketing business. And they like what they hear about Isagenix. They choose the company. And the obvious question then is, oh my gosh, now what do I do? I mean, I made the key decision. I got a company. I believe in this product. And now I'm lost. I'm stuck. What's next? What
well,
do you tell
that's
people?
Great, yeah. Great question, Chris. Well, you know, I talked to the vice president of field relations today, a guy by the name of Rick Despain in the company, and we were talking. I told him that I was going to be on the radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about the blind community, and he said, well, you know, it's really amazing you should call and talk about that. He said, because our website is very, very, very friendly to people in the blind community, more so than people with a hearing disability.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, to answer your question, a person that if they got involved with our company, just let's say just to buy the product wholesale, because you can get involved for as little as $36.
Right.
If you sign up for an auto shipment of, like, for instance, a maintenance on a monthly basis,
mm-hmm.
Which you can cancel at any time, by the way. But let's say you get involved for $36, and you get your own website for that.
So that's upfront business investment, $36.
Yeah, $36.
Okay.
Now,
get your website.
Think about this, uh-huh. Chris. My wife and I got involved for $36, and we bought the product to try. And in 5 months, we'd replaced her income. Is
right.
that a good return on your investment?
Yes.
Pretty
no
good
doubt
return,
about it.
Isn't it?
There's no doubt about it.
So when the listeners on this call could get involved, and I'm excluding the fact that they have all the support from their upline business partners.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
just talk about the website
right.
that is at, right from their home. The, our website has an intense amount of training
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in the form of audios that the online library has audios that a person can get all the training
mm-hmm.
they ever wanted when it comes to the product, the compensation plan, how to approach people, how to do in-home meetings, how to talk to people on the phone.
Right.
So you can imagine that when I think of the listeners, mm-hmm. here they are going to get for $36, and you know, preferably they get on the program to be a walking testimony.
Yes,
you know, $36, and they buy the program, and they have their own website to get all the training.
Right.
In addition, they have business partners. Let's say, like you and me, as an example, Chris, that a listener, we get to help them. In the sense that if they have a contact that wants more information or they want somebody to talk to that has some success,
right.
I would love to talk to them, contacts,
yes.
because I would never meet those people without them.
Right, right. Yep, that's a good point. You would never meet the people who each of us know
exactly.
who might benefit and be interested in a product like this.
Well, you can imagine, Chris. I mean, let's assume, you know, you got involved with me. You lost 15 to 20 pounds. People started to ask all the way in the San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm.
I would never know those people without you.
Exactly.
And you and I did three-way calls is one of the best ways to, you can imagine, like we're doing a three-way right now. You have, you and I are talking and we have the listeners. So there's
right.
three groups of people.
Right.
And we're passing information on to these people. We do a lot of three-ways. So you had a friend in San Francisco, saw your weight loss, wanted more information. You had just gotten involved yesterday. You did a three-way, got me on the phone, and I explained in detail the program, how he does it, tells them how to get to the website, and we give them training right from day one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when you say a person gets their own website, what exactly does that mean? That's different than just the standard Isagenics website, isn't it?
Well, yeah, mainly you, for instance, ours is called, my wife and I, MM Global. So if a person could go to our website, www.mmglobal.isagenics.com,
mm-hmm.
your website might be www.chrisgray.isagenics.com.
I see.
And when you go to the website, on the first page, for instance, are two videos. The one video is Are You Toxic, which is an 8-minute video from Dr. Becky Natarajan that talks about all the challenges we have in our environment with toxicity.
Right.
Then there's another video right in the front page that says Have It All, and it's a video that talks about how you can have good health and wealth and freedom. The potential is there with Isagenics.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You have a listener who just got involved, who gets on the program, and has increased energy, maybe loses weight if that's one of their goals, and they have a website where they could refer their friends to and say, hey, would you go ahead and take a, you know, the person says, well, have you lost weight? Yeah, I have. Well, what are you doing? A nutritional cleanse with Isagenics. Well, how can I get some information? Go to my website and view the Are You Toxic video. Or go to my website and view the video, and it's in audio form, obviously, for the blind community. But, you know, view the video, have it all. And, you know, so right there is a great informational tool. Two of the many that a person can listen to present the information. So I had, when my wife and I got involved, we used the Are You Toxic video, and we have a doctor talking about the nutritional product, the cleanse, and we used, let her help us build a business.
Interesting. So you would show the video and then have the doctor talk with people about the program?
No, no. See, I would take you to the website. For instance, Chris, if you, I'm sitting here in my home and you knew I lost some weight. Well, for example, I called you up and I said, hey, Chris, how you doing? Great. Marlon, how are you? Man, I'm great, Chris. I've just lost 13 pounds in a nutritional cleanse.
Right.
And I'd say, Chris, you know, do you know anyone struggling with their weight? Because let's assume I wanted to expand into San Francisco.
Sure.
The typical response is, yeah, me. And I say, Chris,
go
to my website.
This
what
conversation sounds kind of familiar, Marlon.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar. You know, and you go to my website. I say, Chris, go to www.mmglobal.isagenics.com, and I'd like you to click on the Are You Toxic video. And then I'll call you in a couple days and answer any questions you may have.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Very straightforward, not difficult.
No. And,
right.
And you know, so the website, for $36, I have this, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's available on that website, besides all the training in the back office, et cetera. But there's great recruiting tools. They have, for example, another tool is there's an average of about five different calls that people can plug into on a weekly basis, you know, right out of the comforts of their home. So another tool I could use, Chris, is, hey, Chris, you know, you had some questions about Isagenics. There's a conference call tonight, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Why don't I go ahead and give you the number and you can plug into it and listen and get some more information?
Sure, sure.
And these are all the tools that can help a person build a successful business if they're looking at a business. And you know what I loved about it? I didn't pay for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All that comes with your $36 membership.
All that comes with it. All this information and all a person, the listeners, if they were all interested in, number one, getting on the product, trying the product, getting a great testimony, and then they say, you know what, Chris? I know people that need this. Then those people, then they can use the tools to expose their friends to this wonderful company, the world leader in nutritional cleansing, Isagenics.
You know, one of the things we talked about last time had to do with duplication, and I think duplication is an important concept here. And I want to tie this back really briefly to the idea of the two-legged plan.
Yes.
Give us a sense of how many people need to be reached out to and brought successfully into a program like this to really help you generate some income.
Well, because it's a two-legged plan, meaning that you would sponsor one person on your left and one person on your right.
Right.
If those two people sponsored one person on, or one on their left and one on their right, and you duplicated bringing two people in, I looked at the statistics today. I think the average consultant, because the consultant is where you bring a person in the left and a person on the right, on the high end, a consultant is making about $80,000 a year, and that's the high end.
Right.
And I think that I'm not sure what the average number is, but if you can imagine, there are people in this business that have hit six figures in their first 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
now,
pretty good.
Now, remember, they treated it like a business.
Yes.
But to answer your specific question, if everybody would just duplicate a process of bringing one in on their left, one in on their right,
right,
and they consume the products daily,
right,
to continually keep their body cleansed and keep their weight and their body in balance. If all the Americans, if we had everybody doing that concept, it would be staggering at the wonderful incomes we all would make if we just duplicated that simple process.
Right. So those are things that a really serious business person does need to do.
Yes.
They're different than going to work and having someone tell you what to do. They take initiative. They take some commitment, just as going to work takes commitment. And I think that's part of the message I want to leave people with regard to Isagenics, to network marketing. It doesn't matter what job you do. There are things you have to do to make that job work. And different jobs have different requirements. So I think, Marlon, you've done a good job of laying out some of the requirements, you know, of being in the network marketing field. I want to review the website that you gave, www.mmglobal.isagenics.com.
Yeah.
Isagenics, Isagenix.
Exactly.
.com. So www.mmglobal.isagenics.com. For anybody who wants to learn more, visit that website. And I know, Marlon, you and I could sit here and chat about this for another hour, two, three.
Yeah, a long time.
I mean, we have really only scratched the surface of what this kind of income opportunity is all about. I say that because, you know, I don't want people to think, well, now I've learned all there is to learn. There is a lot more to learn, and it's an evolving, a growing process. But I think that there's real opportunity here, and I want to thank you for sharing with us your chosen company and why you got into it, because that is a really important piece of the puzzle.
Well, thank you, Chris, for having me. And I know as we go into the holiday season and all that great food and all the calories that we're bringing in, if people really are sick and tired of being overweight and sick and tired of feeling, low energy, et cetera, I would strongly encourage them to take a close look at this company, because it has brought my wife and I a status of health that we had not experienced in the past. So I thank you so much for allowing me to share something that I'm really proud of, and that is my wife and I are so proud to be involved with the world leader in nutritional cleansing, Isagenics.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing your perspective, and I hope we get phone calls and conversation about Isagenics in weeks to come. And I appreciate you being with me today.
Thanks. Have a great holiday season for all the listeners.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Marlon Dubetz from Alaska, a representative of the Isagenics company, which brings an interesting nutritional program for fasting, cleansing, and an opportunity for people who are so inclined to use them not only for improving your health, but as an income-generating scheme. I can't believe it, but it's almost time to end. It's 58 minutes past the hour, and Chrissy's always telling me that I run this too close to the end of the hour and get cut off. Not a whole lot of ACB news to report this time. Mitch Pomerantz, the president of ACB, did recently attend the regional meeting of the World Blind Union, but I'd better save information and details about that for next week or sometime in the near future. I hope you haven't minded too much today not having an opportunity to call in. I just don't have the technical wherewithal to have someone patched in on the phone and take phone calls in addition to that. Let me wish you a very happy holiday season. I hope that everyone is enjoying the Christmas time, and not just shopping, but maybe putting up trees or doing some special baking, doing things that make the holidays a great deal of fun. Even shopping can be fun during the Christmas season, if you don't do it too much, that is. I want to thank you for joining me tonight for this edition of The Blind Vine. I'm Chris Gray, your host, broadcasting from downtown San Francisco. Have a great continuous holiday season. I'm on my way soon with my assistant Gene to a holiday party from the American Association of Diabetic Educators for the area. Everybody has parties this time of year. Take advantage of them. Enjoy this time of year. And we'll see you 1 week from today on The Blind Vine. Chris Gray, your host, thank you very much.